This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinians were fleeing on Monday near an apartment in Gaza City after it was hit by an Israeli strike. Fire was seen billowing inside the apartment as men tried to put it off and attempted to rescue casualties. More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in the war, according to Gaza's health ministry. The crowded enclave has been laid to waste, and most of its 2.3 million people have been displaced multiple times and face acute shortages of food and medicine, humanitarian agencies say. Israel Hamas's ceasefire and hostage talks will continue after weekend meetings didn't resolve gaps, AP correspondent Nayon Kim reports.
Speaking anonymously, the official described the recent talks as constructive and said discussions will continue at lower levels in an effort to end the war in Gaza and bring about a hostage deal. The talks included the CIA director as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence agency. A Hamas delegation was briefed by mediators but did not directly take part in negotiations. The development comes after Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah traded heavy fire but stopped short of sparking a widely feared regional war. Both sides have signaled their most intense exchange in months was over. I'm Nayan Kim.
The United Nations on Monday said humanitarian work in the Gaza Strip has taken a serious blow after Israel ordered a new evacuation in the center of the besieged territory. The Israeli military on Sunday ordered people to evacuate immediately a part of central Gaza, sparking a rapid exodus of civilians and displacing UN and NGO workers. The order affected 15 premises hosting UN and NGO aid workers, UN warehouses, a water desalination plant, and medical facilities, it said.